Chapter 3. Eyes closed and feeling oddly disembodied, Rebecca came slowly awake. First, she became aware of the familiar sounds of early morning that drifted to her from outside the wagon. The muted shuffle of footsteps on loose dirt, the clank of cooking pots and utensils, the sporadic snap and crackle of campfires, the indistinct clucking of chickens, and another noise coming from directly behind her that reminded her of someone snoring. Strange, that. Papa had never been one to snore. Then she heard a dog bark, which struck her as even stranger. No one in their caravan even owned a dog. On the tail of that thought, Rebecca began to notice other noises that didn't fit. In the distance, there was a monotonous droning sound like the lowing of cattle. And somewhere close to the wagon, a gruff male voice muttered a profane expletive. She frowned in bewilderment. Was that tobacco smoke she smelled? And what on earth was making that persistent jingling noise? It reminded her of the sound riding spurs made as the rowels dragged in the dirt or stuttered across the planks of a boardwalk. A distinctive cha-chink, cha-chink, cha-chink. Something wasn't right. None of the brethren used profanities or wore spurs on their boots, and worldly indulgences such as the use of tobacco were strictly forbidden. Vaguely alarmed, Rebecca struggled to open her eyes, a feat that proved to be beyond her. Tired, so awfully, horribly tired. Her arms and legs felt as if they were anchored to the bed with iron weights. No need to worry, she thought drowsily. Papa was out there, and so were Ma and all the others. Perhaps another caravan had left the main trail and camped near them last night, and this morning...